Well, if that's, do you think of anything else that we might discuss here? This is very interesting.
Well, if you said it, see, I'm just a daughter-in-law.
Yeah, I see.
She didn't understand. You were supposed to tell it just like it was. How did, was it easy in your lifetime when you was coming up with kids?
Yes.
When you was coming up with kids, how was it easy or was it hard? Did you have anything to wear like kids do now?
Oh, no,
well,
no.
Right, that's what he wants you to tell him. Just tell him how your life was. Mm-hmm. Was you, how were your parents? Did they have anything? Did they live hard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he wants you to just tell it. Just tell it like it was.
Mm-hmm.
What you had to wear. You sometimes used barefoot.
Went barefoot in many days.
Well, that's what he wants you to outline things. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a better idea of how life was, you know, back then.
Some of it was hard, because when I come on, I mean, he's about 40 when I was born, and I come apart.
So it would be interesting to
tell him, see, you didn't have clothes like
this. No, I didn't have clothes like this.
Eat cornbread at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Eat soups. And I know baked potatoes, that's what he wants you to tell him like you. You didn't have anything. You lived on milk and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't have that. You didn't have anything to live on. Mm-hmm. So that's right. That's the way it was. Really, I know the voice when you come on.
Mm-hmm.
This is hard.
It's interesting to study these things because we don't. There's no place to read about them. We just had to ask people the way it is, the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you can't tell it.
I see.
You can tell it now.
Yes, I would appreciate it if you could.
That's what he wants you to tell it, Mama. Your parents, what did they have? Did they have anything?
No.
Don't let him ask you, did they have clothes? Well, no. They wore one dress to wash that and put that back on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell it.
Yeah, that's what we have to do.
I tell you, I'd be glad to come back tonight if that would be better. Maybe I've stayed too long, and maybe I could come back tonight. Would your son be here? And
yeah, he'd be here, but I'd be gone.
You want to release that tape and let me outline it to her what you mean, and she'll tell it to you like it would. You see?
All right.
Okay.
All right, that would be fine.
What time you want to come back?
Say, 7 o'clock would
that's
be
okay.
All right. And I think it is interesting.
It's
interesting
for you to get it just like it was.
Yes.
How did she come up from a kid? How did her family bring her up? I know. I understand
right.
What you want.
The animals and the crops, and
right.
The foods and
what
the home
she,
and
what was raising? What did she raise her kids off?
Right.
There was some coming just now. He had told me some of the things I know.
Well, I'd be very glad to hear
so
about
I'll
it.
So let her
so.
Just.
All right, if you can take sort of a rest, and then I'll be back.
Right.
All right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you later then, and appreciate it very much.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
And the other one you say is where, did he say Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
How many daughters you got?
Five.
Where are they?
The uptown.
Greenwood.
All in Greenwood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to have them close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got a good daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, sir, if you're ready, we can.
Yeah, anytime you want.
All right.